Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Yud Gimel, and we are on the last amud of the first parak, going over to the first parak. Baruch Hashem, almost ready to finish up the first parak that we've ever learned, maybe some of us, of Yerushalmi Demai. Again, today's shiur is sponsored, as the Masechta shiur is sponsored, by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Dvorah Weinfeld. We thank them for their sponsorship. So we're talking about Tevel and Maaser Sheni and many other issues, and we left off with a question on yesterday's daf. Yesterday was the first big math daf in the Masechta. Today it will be less math, but yesterday on Amud Beis, it was basically one question, which we'll review. Again, we're talking about being Mafrish Demai, and we said you could even do it out of order, the Hafrasha of Demai that one has to do, which basically are two Hafrashas, right? Maaser Sheni and Shumas Maaser. But Shumas Maaser comes from the Maaser Rishon. So those are the two Hafrashas that one has to do. So one, we had a Machlokas on yesterday's daf, 2 days ago, about whether that could be done out of order, because usually there's an order. Truma, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. But we said, by Dvai, you could do it out of order, Lechachila. You could do Maaser Rishon before Maaser Sheni before Maaser Rishon. Again, Maaser Sheni itself, we have a whole Masechta, Be'ez Hashem, about it later in Zeram. But the Rambam has Hilchos, Maaser Sheni and Netta Ravai, as we know, and Maaser Sheni and Netta Ravai, the Rambam has, one wouldn't think there are so many, but the Rambam has, in the beginning of Hilchos Maaser Sheni, nine mitzvos related to Maaser Sheni and Netta Ravai, 9 out of the 613, right, the mitzvah to be mafrish Maaser Sheni, the mitzvah not to eat Maaser Sheni betumah, the mitzvah not to eat Maaser Sheni ba'aninus, when one is an onay, the mitzvah not to eat Maaser Sheni of dagon, wheat outside of Yerushalayim, the issur of not eating wine of Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, the issur of not eating oil of Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, a separate los haseh. All of these, it's all learned out from one pasuk in Re'eh. I think there are 8 mitzvahs that are learned out from that one pasuk in Re'eh. I think that's the biggest one. The most mitzvahs you can learn out from one pasuk is that pasuk in Re'eh. So the Rambam has many different mitzvahs. And the Rambam says, the beginning of Maaser Sheni, achar, this is usually, after your mafrish maaser rishon, why does he say b'kol shana? Why does he emphasize that? Because maaser rishon is every year. Maaser sheni switches. There's only year 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle. So the Rambam says, after maaser rishon b'kol shana, mafrish maaser sheni, shenemar aser ta'aser kol tova azarecha, u'bashana shlishis, v'shishis, mafrish maaser ani, chelef maaser sheni. Kamosha Biarnu, right? Maaser Oni takes the place of Maaser Sheni. So that's Maaser Sheni, that's what we have been talking about. But usually, it's in that order. Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. And this is all to get out of the status of Tevel, right? Just to make one or two notes about the Isser of Tevel as we get into today's daf. And we'll have the quote of Tevel on the daf. The Rambam, in his amazing organizational genius, as we mentioned very often, but we haven't focused on this one, Hilchos Machalos Asuros. That's another one. It's another area where the Rambam created an area of halacha. Where do you have this in Shas? The Rambam took from all over. He gleaned from everywhere. In Machalos Asuros, you have from Zeraim, you have Arla, and you have Tevel, and you have others. And then you have from Chulin, you have a lot of not kosher. And then you have from Makos, you have a lot of Shrutzim, and you have from Baba Kama, you have Shara Niskal. Rambam took from all over, unbelievable, and created Hilchot Machalos Asuros as part of, it's unbelievable, like we're so used to it, to think, okay, you have the 14 books of the Rambam, and these are the halachas in every book, but Sefer Kedusha. Sefer Kedusha, and the Rambam puts into Sefer Kedusha, Machalos Asuros, and Shechita, and Isurei Bia. Who would put that together? Who would put Isurei Bia and Machalos Asuros together? Right, the Rambam does. Okay, one might say, oh, maybe the Rambam learned it from the line in the Gemara of Misasik Bachalovin V'Arayos, right, Chayev Shkenene, that by Misasik, even though you don't have Kavana, then it's Pater, but by Chalovin V'Arayos, so the Rambam built a whole Sefer based on that one line, maybe. Because you see that when you have physical pleasure, that overcomes a lack of kavana. That's misasek v'chalavim v'arayos. Chayiv shkein nehene. But the Rambam, out of that, comes up with Machalos Asuros with 28 mitzvos. 28 mitzvos the Rambam has in Hilchot Machalos Asuros. The second to last one, number 27, Isser of eating tevel. The Isser of eating tevel. And he has Yayin Nesach in there, of course, of Basar B'chalav. And he has the mitzvahs of checking simani tuma v'tara. It's unbelievable. Just the more we learn of the Rambam in life, the more we realize not only his genius of how to read Gemaras, but his handle of everything, his creativity, his organizational skills. It's just unfathomable. In Machol Hazaros. Anyways, you have the Isra of Achilas Demai. So I think we mentioned this, but just to review again, the Sefer Chinuch in Reish Pei Dalet has the Isra of eating Tevel, which Demai is based on, the Chashash, that what you're eating is Tevel, and the Chinuch says, Shalom Lechol Tevel, Bein Yisrael, Bein Kohen. But it's clear, as we know, Tevel is usher to eat even for a Kohen. A Kohen is not allowed to eat Tevel. V'u'adavar shen lo nitla mimenu tshumo maizrus. That Shuman Maisa was not taken off of Tevel yet. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't eat Tevel. Right? It's learned out from Torah Shebal Peh. The Pasuk says, do not defile the Kadshei B'nei Yisrael, Eis Asher Yarimu. Yarimu is Lashon Asid. So Chazal Darshan, something that you will be Torahim from is Asur now. And that's what Chazal Darshan, the Isra of Tevel, from this pasuk. The word Tevel is in the Torah. Right? Ubo apir shem akubal al zeh shemochal Tevel akasim adaber. V'inyin akasiv, right? It's the pasuk in Emor. V'inyin akasiv alomar, shalo yechalalu hakadshim ba'odan me'uravim imachulin. Right? So how is that the source of eating Tevel? Don't defile the kadshim that you will be mafresh. What does it sound like from that pasuk? It sounds like is Tevel kadshim? Tevel's not kadshim. But the chumas and maizos are in the Tevel. So it sounds like from the pasuk, and Chazal learned it from this pasuk, that the real problem of eating Tevel is because you're defiling the chumas and maizos in the Tevel. Right? That's the language of the pasuk. V'lo yechalu Hashem as kachi b'nei Yisrael, and then that's the language of the chinuch. Shal yichalu akachim ba'odan me'uravim im hachulin. V'zeo lashon asher ezer yirimu shehu lashon asid. Klamar sha'adayin lo hermu. And then he goes to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Minayin lo'ochal tevel shu b'misa. Adi no eating tevel as misa b'dei shamayim. V'lo yichalu as kachi b'nei Yisrael ezer yirimu lashem. Ba'asidim lidron laharim akazim adaver. V'yalav chilo chilo mitshuma. And you're learning that from Shuma. So this, it's not really taking the stand, but it could be leaning towards a machlokas Rashi Tosfos, Yevamos Pevav. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, Rashi sounds like, right? He doesn't mean it. He can't mean it because then it's Tosfos Kasha, won't be answered. But the Rashi sounds like in Yevamos Pevav that Tevel is only usher because of the Truma Shabo. Tevel is usher because there's Truma in there and therefore you can't eat Tevel. So Tosfos asks a simple question, so why can't Kohanim eat Tevel? Right? If Tevel is only usher, untithed produce, Tevel. If Tevel is only usher because of the Truma in it, then a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. So a Kohen should be able to eat Tevel. And we know a Kohen can't eat Tevel. So it must be usher not only because of the Truma Shabbat, but because it's a status right now of untithed produce. Right? That's Tosfos in Yevamos Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Tosfos quotes, Ma Truma Toveles. Truma is tovelas. That's the language of the Gemara. Rashi b'shelo hufresha chayev and misa alachilaso shel tevel. So it sounds the truma misa ksivbe. So Rashi quotes, "Why you chayev for eating tevel? Because by truma misa ksivbe." But kashalari says Tosfos, "Meiser rishonami ksiva be trumas meiser viod imitam zeh lo litzar tevel lekoin kivan de truma shayile." So Tosfos says it can't mean that. It can't mean that you learn the Misa. The reason you're chayav Misa for Tevel is not because of the Truma Shavo. It's because there's a special limud, Zerah Shavo, you compare Tevel to Truma. Right? That's Tosfos. But according to Rashi, you'll say that Rashi agrees to that. But the addition, I mean, Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about this, Machlokes, but the point is that a Kohen is also Aser to eat Truma, until you had Afrasha. A Kohen, even if it's Aser Mishum Truma, it's still Aser Mishum until you have Afrasha. And you have other examples where something is Aser to eat until you do a Afrasha, and then it's going to be Mutter, or you do something, right? The Karbanos, right? The certain Karbanos are Aser to eat until you do the Zrika. And once you do the Zrika, or once you do the Haktara, then it's Mutter to eat. It's the same thing. Why can't you eat it now? It's Mutter, it's Aser. No, you have to do a certain act to make it Mutter. You have to be mafresh the truma in order to then make the truma mutter for the kohen to eat. So that's a discussion of Rashi Tosfos and Yevamos and Apevav. So again, Rashi is not against this Chazal. Obviously, the Chazal is saying that the language of the Gemara sounds like Tevel is usher because of the future truma that's not taken off yet. But even the kohen is not allowed to eat this truma yet. It doesn't have the heter of being able to be consumed. Again, there's a lot more there regarding the Isra of Achilas Tevel. the Minchas Vedat discusses, what if you eat it shelo kederach achilaso? Because it doesn't say don't eat. V'lo yechalalu. So if it says v'lo yechalalu, maybe that can even include eating it in an unusual way. Right? Because it doesn't say don't eat, which would mean derach achilaso. And there's a lot more regarding the Isra of Tevel. Maybe we'll come back a little bit later if there's some time. Okay, now let's get into today's daf. So again, we ended off with a question. If you remember, we took out the last line of Yud Beis Mem Beis. We said the Gra took out that line and puts it in the middle of Yud Gimel Mem Aleph. So what's the question? The question we said yesterday was that according to Rabbi Yochanan said that we said you're allowed to be Mafrish Demai in the flipped order, Maaser Sheni before Maaser Rishon. And Rabbi Yochanan said, you know what you could do? You could even use the same produce to make the Maaser Sheni into Maaser Rishon. I can make it Maaser Sheni, and then I can switch the Kedusha from this Maaser Sheni onto money. So now this Maaser Sheni is Chulin, and then I can make this Chulin into Maaser Rishon. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So the Gemara asked the question, but the Mishnah later on sounds like you can't do that. The Mishnah of Sheshes asked from the Mishnah later on, Adaf Ayin Aleph, from the Mishnah of, you have two barrels, and a person says, I want the Maestras from barrel A to be from barrel B, and I want the Maestras from barrel B to be from barrel A. The Gemara says, the first line of your statement works, the second line doesn't work. Because once I say I want my Maestras from barrel A to be in barrel B, perfect! So now in barrel B are the Trumas and Maestras for barrel A, and barrel A is Pater. Barrel A is Misukan, and you can eat barrel A. But then you say, I want the Maestras from barrel B to be in barrel A, but barrel A is Pater. You can't be Ma'aser min ha-Pater al-Achiv. That's what that Mishnah says. So the Gemara had quoted a Brisa yesterday and said, okay, so how much from barrel B do you have to take off? Because you have to take off for what you tried to do, right, for barrel A, but also for itself. So we ended up saying it's about 44 and a half out of 200. And we discussed yesterday, you know, where do you get that 44 and a half? You would have thought it's only 38. You would have thought it's only 38 because usually it's two 10%. You have 10% of 200, which is 20. And then 10% of what's left, 180, is 18. So it should be 20 plus 18 is 38. So where do you get 44 from? So we said that makes things complicated because you have to take off from the second barrel for everything, but the first barrel didn't get any smaller after you took off Maaser Rishon, because it's still the whole thing. You only took off from the second barrel. So we did all the math yesterday, and we ended up saying it's more. It's about 44 plus, not 38. Either way, those numbers aren't important right now for this question. The question is that it's clear from that calculation that you can't double up on your Maaser Rishon and your Maaser Sheni. You can't take off the same produce from your barrel, because then you'd only have to take off half. You can take off 22 and then switch the Kedusha to money and then use the same 22. But the Mishnah says, no, 44. So why do you have to take off separate Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni? Right? So why the Rabbi Yochanan says you can use the same produce? That's the Kasha. So again, we skipped the last line of Rabbi Mana, and now we go to Rav Chananya. On the top of Yud Gimel Mem Aleph, Amar Rav Chananya, he answers, no, there's a big difference. And we alluded to this yesterday. We didn't clarify it because Here's the clarification. Taman, Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan says that you can make your Maaser Sheni into Maaser Rishon, when is that? Krishu Tova L'Rishon L'Sheni. That's where you flipped. You went out of order. And what happened? We said usually Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni is not shy after Maaser Rishon. Because you took off, remember we said, based on a line in Maseches Peah, every Hafrasha is not subject to the Hafrasha after it. Once I'm Mafresh Maaser Rishon, beautiful, now I have Maaser Sheni, you don't have to be Mafresh Maaser Rishon for Maaser Sheni. That's the Chiddush of the Torah. You go in order, and then the later Afrasha, you don't have to worry about the earlier Afrasha. When I have my Maaser Sheni, I don't have to worry about taking Maaser Rishon off it. When I have Maaser Rishon, I don't have to take off Truma from it, besides Truma's Maaser, which is a separate din. I don't have to take off Truma Gedola from Maaser Rishon, because you go in order. But if you skipped, if you went out of order, that's something different. Let's say I take off Maaser Rishon before Truma Gedola. Then I got to take off Truma Gedola from a Maaser Rishon because I skipped. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan is a case where you went out of order. So you took off your Maaser Sheni before your Maaser Rishon. So this Maaser Sheni is still shayach to the world of Maaser Rishon. That's why you can make this Maaser Sheni into Maaser Rishon because you went out of order and this Maaser Sheni is still subject to Maaser Rishon. Taman, over there, Rabbi Yochanan, Kri, where he's talking about Shutova L'Rishon L'Sheni. He's talking about something that is still shy of to both worlds. Bram Hacha, but the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph, which we quoted, that's different. Sheni Sheniskan Machmas HaRishon. Ata Chozer V'Osa Osa Rishon. Right there, you're going in order. You're going You're doing Maaser Rishon for the first barrel, then Maaser Sheni of the first barrel. Then Maaser Sheni of the first barrel is totally not shy to the world of Maaser Rishon. Because regarding the first barrel, that's now separated. You don't have to take it. And then you're going to go Maaser Rishon for the second barrel, and Maaser Sheni for the, you're going in order. Right? So therefore, says the Gemara, that's the, even the Grub, I'm sorry, even the Rabbi Yochanan would say that you can't switch from one to the other. So the Gemara rejects the possibility and says the Mishnah's not against Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Grub puts in the line that we skipped. Right? Now we can go back. Amar Rabbi Mana, the ain't Sheni Shabarishona, Tavol Larishon Shabishnia. But what do you mean? The Grub says it's not true because the Meiser Sheni, right? You're not taking it off as separate stages. Look what the Gra says. Where's the line in the Gra? Rabbi Mana, right? Look at the, it's a, Gra has it later on. The ain't Sheni Shabarishon. Haino, Meiser Sheni Shanosein al Kalkalas Rishona. Right? You're taking Meiser Sheni. What's your order? Meiser Rishon in the second barrel for the first barrel. Meiser Sheni in the second barrel for the first barrel. Wait, stop there for a second. You're Meiser Sheni in the second barrel for the first barrel, but you didn't take off Meiser Rishon of the second barrel yet. So it is a Meiser Sheni that is still subject to Meiser Rishon. So therefore, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Mana, I'm back to the Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that no, it's not, this Meiser Sheni is not Shayach to Meiser Rishon, because you took off all your Meiser Rishon and now you have Meiser Sheni. But it's not true. You still have the second Meiser Rishon that you didn't take off yet. And therefore, maybe it still is a problem on Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara does not answer that question. The Gemara ends off, Rabbi Mana says, maybe it still is a problem, right? This, and therefore, you wouldn't be able to simply make the distinction, and we end off with a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Either way, we now get up to the last line of the previous Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, we mentioned, that if you buy anything that you buy for non-food consumption purposes, is not chayiv in hafrasha. So what about oil? So if I buy oil to put in my food to drink, then for sure I have to be mafresh demai from that oil. But what if I'm going to use it to smear on myself? I'm going to use the oil to smear. So is that chayiv and shumas and maisus? So the Mishnah said it depends what you're using it for. Depends what you're using it for. Said the Mishnah, right at the end of Yud Aleph Mabez, if you are a weaver and you're smearing it on your fingers so your fingers are more lubricated, then you're chayiv and demai. But if you're using the oil to smear in the wool, to make the wool more smooth and able to use, then it's pater from demai. So you have to think, what's the difference? You're using the oil in both places to help you. So shem en shagar disach be'etzbo'osav chayev v'demai. Masha sorik nosim v'tochsemer pater v'na demai. It's a quote from the Mishnah. Ma bein zeh lazeh, what's the difference? What's the difference between smearing it on or in both cases? So the Gemara says, there's a big difference. In one case, ze al gav gufo batel, vze al gav semru batel. What are you smearing it into? If you're smearing it into your own hand to make your hand smoother, then that is ki'ilu eating. Why? The Gemara says elsewhere, sicha kishasiya. Right? Smearing is like drinking. The Mishnah says that in Masechta Shabbos. Smearing is like drinking. And therefore, if you're smearing it onto your hand, it's like drinking it, and therefore it's chayiv and divai. If you're smearing it onto the wool, to make the wool slippery. So then it's not a problem. That's batel in the wool. And then by the time you get to it, you're not using it for your fingers, and therefore we would not say that's a case of sicha kishasiya. Even though both of them, the Rosh says on this Mishnah, even though both of them are meant to help you and meant to make the process easier, still there's a difference. Says the Rosh, miyu kasha. The high sicha, both sichas are not for tainug. They're not for enjoyment. Right? If you're taking it for enjoyment to make you feel good, fine, I understand that's sicha kishasiya. But here, both of them are just to help you in your avoda. So he asked the Rosh, Koshli, the high sicha, lava tainuki. V'gabi Yom Kippur, lo asrin al sicha de tainug. Compared to Yom Kippur, for example, only a sicha of enjoyment is going to be usur. So the Rosh still says, no, maybe to prevent your fingers hurting is also called a form of enjoyment. Right? When you smear it on your hand in order to weave better, that's also a form of tainug. That's not purely, let's say, putting water on your hands to take off the dirt. Okay, that's not enjoyment, that's to get off the dirt. But here, you're still smearing it on your hand so your hand doesn't get cuts, So that's a form of tainug, says the Rush. V'shem al-hanas atzma husa, k'dei shelo tazik lo ha'ariga. But still, if you put it in the wall, that's too far. Put it in the wall, that's too far. The sugya of sicha kishasiya is a big topic. Again, it's based on that Mishnah in Shabbos, in Paragraph Yakiva, I think, and it comes up in a few places. So, first fascinating question. We know that on Yom Kippur, it's usur d'oraisa to eat and drink. What about the other four inuyim? What about the other four isurim that I have on Yom Kippur? About not tashmashamita, and wearing shoes, and washing. So are those d'oraisa also? Oh, eating and drinking are the only one that's chayav karis. But what are the other ones? Are they d'oraisa without karis, or are they d'rabbanan? So machlokas. The Rambam seems to say that they're all d'oraisa. Baalei Tosfos say that all the other ones are d'rabbanan. Right? The big raya is, why is the Mishnah mako by a melech and a kala? The fact that there are kulas for a king or for a kala to wash, if it's d'oraisa, why would they be able to wash? So it must be that it's d'rabbanan, and therefore you have more flexibility in terms of that. But the Rambam would say, the Ran there explains, beginning of the last paragraph of Yuma, that the Rambam would say, no, it's an example of Masra Kasav L'Chachamim. That even if it's Daraisa, once in a while the rabbis have the power not just to interpret, but to create the contours of the Isser itself. And they could say the Torah never ossered the Melech and the Kala. Okay, so the question is, what about smearing oil? Smearing oil is one of the Inuyim. But if you say smearing oil is like drinking sicha kishasiya, they're both physical enjoyment. One goes into my mouth and one goes through my skin. So sicha, is that daraisa with kares? Sicha kishasiya, drinking on Yom Kippur is also daraisa with kares. The other inuim is machlokas. Right, let's say wearing shoes. Machlokas, daraisa, derabana, for sure no kares. So what about sicha? The Gemara says sicha kishasiya. Would you go so far as to say sicha kishasiya, and therefore not only is it daraisa, but it's chayav kares? That's the question. 2 days in the Tosfos in Yuma deals with whether it's even daraisa, right? Let Baalei Tosfos say sicha. All the others are derabanan. Let's at least bump it up one step. Do you have to say that sicha is daraisa? Because sicha kishasiya, right? You might say it's not kares because it's not mafurish. That's fine. You could say it's not mafurish. Fine. But do you have to say that it's, I take that back, what I said before, not karis. But do you have to say it's daraisa? Tosfos Judeus. Tosfos says, v'yavi daraisa v'yasa b'chol inyan, umutar adam lasuch. He says, he's not, 2 days in Tosfos. What about smearing anything else that is usur ba'achila, but not usur ba'hana'a? So would I say smearing chelev, non-kosher fat on me? So I'm not allowed to eat chalav, but I'm allowed to get hana from chalav. But is smearing chalav like drinking? That I'm not allowed to even get that hana? So sicha kishasiya comes up by Yom Kippur. It comes up by all those other isurei hana. It comes up by a zar. Is a zar allowed to smear truma on himself? And this relates to a sugi that we touched on in the past. But the Gemara talks about it by sicha. Right? The Gemara in Yevamos. Yevamos Ayin Aleph wonders. Wonders. We know an RL is like a czar. An RL is not a doesn't have full kedushas kahuna, and therefore the Gemara wonders a Kohen is not allowed to smear himself with truma oil. An RL Kohen is not allowed to smear himself with truma oil. Fine. Ask the Gemara, what about a baby Kohen who's 5 days old? He's 5 days old. Is he allowed to smear himself with truma oil? Because he doesn't have the chiyuv of bris milah yet. So that's the Gemara's question in Yevamos on Daf Ayin Aleph. Ma'u lasu katan arel, ma'u lasuchu b'shemen shel truma. Could a katan arel smear himself with shemen of truma? That's getting hanoah, maybe that's sicha kishasiya. Arel shelo bizmana ma'akva lo ma'akva. Is an arel shelo bizmana ma'akiv or na ma'akiv? So that's the question. I didn't mention it. I was going to mention the Brisker Rav in the back of the Grizal Rambam. We know there are about 10 pages of letters. So one of those letters is all about the sugya of sicha kishasiya. If you want more marmakomos on that. But again, back to the Gemara. So Yigurin Yavama says, is a katan that it's before day 8. So is he allowed to smear himself with shemen shel truma? Fine, that's the question. Arol shalom ma'akva. If you look in the Yerushalmi, the parallel Yerushalmi in Yavamos, Yerushalmi seems to say that that's okay, that's mutter, because he's not an Arol yet. But what about the night before, Lel Ches? That is the question. Could he smear himself the night before? It's the night of the 8th, he's getting his bris milah tomorrow. Could he smear himself? What's the difference? You can't do bris milah until the next day, so what's the difference between the night of the Lel Ches and day 4? So it's clear from the Yerushalmi that maybe Lel Ches is different than earlier. Maybe why? Maybe there's already a Chi of Milah the night of the 8th, but you just can't do it until the next day. Right? An example, we had a Shabbat HaGadol Shir about this years ago. Sometimes you could have the status of something before you could actually fulfill the mitzvah. Maybe the status of Shofar and Lulav starts at the beginning of Yontif, even though you can't shake them until the next morning. You can't do the mitzvah until the next morning. There's a Rashi in Sukkah that sounds that way. Right? So here, maybe the Shem Arel started already the night before, even though you can't really do the mitzvah of Mila yet. And that's even alluded to in the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma notes that when Avram Avinu is commanded Bris Mila, he falls on his face. Vayipal Avram Apanav, in Parshas Lech Lecha. He falls on his face, and Rashi says, Mimora Hashchina. From the Mora of the Shechina, he was in Oa, Ad Shalom Lo Hayah B'Koch Lamod, V'Ruch HaKodesh Yisrael Shalav. Hashem came to speak to him, he didn't have Bris Milah, so he couldn't stand, so he fell down. Asked the Meshech Chachma, but he spoke to Hashem 4 times before this, and didn't fall down. All of a sudden, he falls down. I can't stand in front of Hashem because I'm an Arel. He was an Arel last week too. Says the Meshech Chachma, maybe because he didn't have the Tzivui beforehand yet. He didn't have the tzivui beforehand yet, so there was nothing. There was no tzivui, so therefore he didn't have that moran pachad. There wasn't an arel. But now Hashem just gave him the tzivui of Mila, but he didn't do the mitzvah of Mila yet. So he's an arel without doing the mitzvah. That's why we eat palavram apanav. Like, I'll just add, the baby the night before, possibly. Maybe it's an arel without the mitzvah Mila, and maybe that's a halachic reason, not just a Kabbalistic reason, why the whole idea of a vachnacht and doing shmira for the baby the night before, and saying hamalach ha-goel, because maybe now he's an arel. Now he's an arel, and they want to, you want to protect him, because he can't do the bris mila yet. Okay, a lot more there, but, hadron alach hakalin. This takes us through the first parak of hakalin shebet demai, and we get into the second parak. So, eludvarim. Perak eludvarim. Eludvarim is asher demai v'chol makom. The following items, you have to take off demai everywhere. Why? The Marafolda says, this is connected to the previous parak, even from Kzivan Lahalan. Right, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, right outside. Why? Because the following items, there's a chazaka that they came from Eretz Yisrael. Right, they only grow in Eretz Yisrael. These special items, and therefore, you can assume it grew in Eretz Yisrael, so even if you're in Kiziv or beyond, you have to take off, you have to be mafresh demai. Hadavelas, figs, vatamarim, these aren't just any figs, these are like special figs. Vatamarim, dates, vacharubim, caribs, haorez, vakamon. Haorez, fine. Haorez, shebechutz la'aretz, kol mishamish bimeno patur, orez, in chutz la'aretz, anyone who uses them, anyone mishtamish bahem, pater, why? Talking about chutz la'aretz rice. You could tell the difference between chutz la'aretz rice and Eretz Yisrael rice, whatever orez that was. As the Marafolda says, the minker shapir v'lo'asin l'mechlufei barish l'Eretz Yisrael. It's not going to get confused. So all these first items on the list, that they only grow in Eretz Yisrael, so wherever you are, even if you're in Kiziv, you have to be mafresh demai. But orez shebechutz la'aretz, the orez that grows in chutz la'aretz, that's always pater, even in Eretz Yisrael, because it's clear that it grew in chutz la'aretz. Clear that it grew in chutz la'aretz. As we'll see in the Gemara, other items that came from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael that are not so clear, and you bought them from an Am Haaretz in Eretz Yisrael, you're chayav to be mafresh because of the gzeira. Even if you knew they grew in chutz la'aretz. But when it comes to rice, that's clear. There's rice, chutz la'aretz, and rice Eretz Yisrael. You can tell the difference. But what if there's something that you knew you grew in chutz la'aretz, but you bought it in Eretz Yisrael from an Am Haaretz? So Chazal said you have to be mafresh demai there too, because if it looks exactly like what was grown in Eretz Yisrael, you'd have to be mafresh mishum gzeira. So we'll talk more about that by the Shem. Tamatanina, we learned in a Mishnah in Maisros. Oh, just one hara. When the Rambam formulates this, interesting, the Rambam says, right, you read the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Elu dvar mizad jamai b'chol makom, wherever you are. Right? It sounds like from the Mishnah, if you buy these items anywhere in the world, then you're going to have to be mafresh, right? Because you know it came from Eretz Yisrael, if you're in Australia. The Rambam's formulation of this halacha of Yud Gimel Dalet are only in the lands that are next to Eretz Yisrael. It's Lav Dafka B'chol Makom. Right, that's just pointed out by the Ma'arat Kirkus, but the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Meiser, let me just find the line, Hilchos Meiser, the Rambam says, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Dalet, Perish Yadua Shein Peres HaRetz, Peres that you know are from Eretz Yisrael, Shech Ziko Oli Babel, Afal Pishein Nimtzos Bi Surya, even though you're in Surya, Vein Zorach Lomar, other places around, there are Elach Hayavim, Midbayim, Mafraj, Vein Shumas Meiser, Meiser Sheini. The Ma'arat Kirkus says, Avol B'chutz La'aretz Lo, Kasher Kasa Perek Amad Shumas. The Paris Eretz Yisrael should yatsu ein sarach, but Eretz Yisrael ain't sarach. Right? We're going to learn. Paris Eretz Yisrael, they went to Chutz La'aretz. They're potter. Right? They're potter. Must be that the Rambam learns B'chol Makom here as Lav Dafka. Okay. Tama Taninim, we learned in the Mishnah in Maisras. Shum Baal Bechi V'batzel Shal Rechba V'gris and Hakilkin V'adashim Amitzrios. The Mishnah in Maisras lists off a number of items that are very particular, and they're Paul Potter from Maisras because Cheskasin that these grew from Hefker. All of these items grow in no man's land. Nobody grows this in their yard. So if you buy any of these, if you have any of these, they're Potter from Maisras because you could assume it grew from Hefker. And the Gemara says, Haminim, that's the Mishnah, and then a Tosefta adds on, Haminim alalu, ayidei sheyesh kiyotzim ben Eretz Yisrael, tzirch achabim litein lem simin. Because you have some of these in Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah was very specific with these descriptions, this type of onion and this type of garlic, to give them a simin, because these always grow behefker. Aval ha-eltzerin v'ha-afastakim, v'itz-teroblim, all different types of nuts, these items never grow in Eretz Yisrael. Those don't have to be in the Mishnah. Right? Those don't have to be in the Mishnah because those clearly never grow in Eretz Yisrael. So one second. Question mark. What's the question? If the Mishnah in Maestris has no need to list these species only found in Chutz La'aretz, because it's so obvious, so why does our Mishnah need to list species only found in Eretz Yisrael? If the Mishnah in the Maestro says, I'm not going to even tell you, the Tosefta explains the Mishnah, right? I'm not going to list the items that only grow in Chutz La'aretz because those are obviously putter. So why does our Mishnah have to list things that only grow in Eretz Yisrael because those are obviously chayiv in Hafrashas? That's the question. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Avin, no, there's a difference. Hada masnisa chilufa. That Mishnah over there is the opposite. It's the opposite. It's telling you list things that are putter, so we're not going to list all the things in Chutz La'aretz because those are putter. There's no chiddush. You're right. There's no chiddush. But here, chiyuv minim ha'elu al yedei she'ein kayotz ben b'chutz la'aretz tzarech hachamim l'mosam. The chiddush is that you have a chiyuv to be mafresh from these items even if you're in Chutz La'aretz. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah, right? And therefore, you list these items that only grow in Eretz Yisrael, but the chiddush is b'chol makom. The chiddush is that not only if you are in Eretz Yisrael, but even if you're a Chutz La'aretz and you have these items, or according to the Rambam, at least in the lands out or just outside, you have a chiyuv to be mafresh. So that is the why there's a difference between the list of pturim in the Mishnah in Maestris and this list of chiyuvim in the Mishnah here. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. The Mishnah is going to get into the Gemara is going to get into now. Aren't there some items that do grow in Chutz La'aretz that are in the Mishnah? So how can the Mishnah say that they only grow in Eretz Yisrael? Okay, we'll stop by Baha. We are in the second parak of Maseches Demai.